What's up? I'm the Nature Hacker, and this is your world. So, just really quick, this is my product here, Teef Powder. You can also get it at teefpowder.com, but it is the Amazon choice for Teef Powder. That means that if you go to Alexa and say Teef Powder, it will bring you to my product. So, might want to check it out. It is the best thing you can brush your teeth with in the world, and it will change your mouth. Any mouth problems you have will be gone after using Teef Powder. So, this graph right here shows me something interesting. AirPods is the only thing really growing steadily in the Apple lineup. Apple Watch seems to have plateaued at around 2017 and a half, roughly. And it just isn't the value that people really want. They don't. It's actually not as convenient as you think. Now, what this is telling me here is that the iPhone is going away, just like the normal cell phone went away and was replaced with the iPhone, or the MP3 player went away and was replaced by the iPhone. So too is the iPhone going away and is going to actually be replaced by the AirPods. Now, I don't think I'm the only one that knows this, but I think I'm the only one who, just in customer society, can see this. I think that Apple, some people high up there know. I think some people at Google high up know that this is the future. Maybe not. Maybe they're just stupider than I think. It's not going to be Google Glass to where you can have something, a visual display in your eye. Really, it's going to be a personal assistant. And does anybody have a personal assistant where they really need to, show the personal assistant graphics and charts and stuff? And most of the time with a personal assistant, you just tell them what to do, right? So that's how the new generation is going to be. Instead of having a visual display at your fingertips, most people are going to decide to have audio only. And that is going to be the AirPod type system, where your smart device will actually be in this little thing in your ear. And that's all. It will hear what you say. It'll probably take some biometric measurements, I'm assuming. And what it will do is you'll just say things like, Siri, where is the nearest coffee shop? And it's like loading directions to your nearest Starbucks coffee shop. And it'll tell you, okay, turn coming up in 200 meters. You're going to turn left at Sinton Street, and it's going to give you directions. You're not going to have to look at your little device anymore. You're just going to follow the directions it gives you in your ear. And you're going to ask Google questions like, what's the tallest building in the world? And it's going to tell you the answer, right? That's where they're all going. They're trying to converge on one answer. And the head of Alphabet, I don't remember his name, Eric Schmidt was actually his name. He once said, there's a bug, and the bug is that you get multiple results. We want to narrow it down to one correct result. And so that's what they're doing. I believe they know that the next direction is in the ear, and it's going to be audio only. And you're going to ask a question, and it's going to give you an answer. You're going to say, when is my appointment tomorrow? It's going to say 3:30 p.m. with blah, blah, blah at blah, blah, blah location. Really? Can you think of that much you can't do with audio only? Are you going to read a book? You're going to get an audio book. You're going to listen to music. Hey, Siri, play 80s classical music or something dumb like that. Whatever you want to do, it will be at your voice. Eventually, they want to go into thinking, but I'm not going to go there yet. AirPod is going to be here. The in-your-ear assistant will be here for at least 10 to probably 20 years as the primary mode of gaining information. Just like the desktop computer was probably 20 years, and then the laptop computer was probably 20 years, and then the smartphone was 20 years, and the AirPods is going to be another 20 years. So we don't have to really worry about what's beyond that right now, but I think it's definitely, we're going to see this AirPod section continue to grow, just as long as Apple knows and understands that that voice is the future, and you're going to say, hey, Amazon, get me the very best teeth powder out there. Hopefully you're actually going to say, hey, Amazon, get me teeth powder, because that is the very best out there. But I'm going to also try to get at the Amazon choice for teeth powder as well, because that is what most people search for. So that's where we're going with that. And just try to think. I mean, is there anything you can't do with just voice? You can get directions. You can listen to, you can hear what the, you can organize search results by the best review. Say, hey, Yelp, what is the top three best bean burritos in Daytona? And it will tell you. So then it'll give you directions on how to get there. And it will book a reservation if you need it. So really, there's not much you can't do with that. For dumb people, let's say, you know, for people who actually want to do some research and find the best thing and not just rely on the artificial intelligence to tell them what to do, basically, there will obviously still be people with computers, with visual screens to be able to do real research and actually find things for themselves. But the rest are going to rely on artificial intelligence to basically narrow down 90% of the choices and the decisions in their life. Because everybody's based on convenience. They don't want to actually focus their eyes on a screen or take it out of their pocket and look at something and unlock it and whatever. They just want to say something and it be done. Like, they just want to say, book me an appointment with Marcia at 2 tomorrow at the left conference room, you know? They don't have to type out an email, look at their screen, correct grammar, and this and that. It's just going to be that much faster, and that's definitely the way that we are going. So watch out onto AirPods. They are actually, instead of just being headphones, they're actually going to be a device of themselves. If Apple has any sense whatsoever, that is exactly what's going to happen. Google is going to have its own in-the-ear assistant. Amazon is likely going to, too. Forget Kindle. It's going to be an in-ear assistant coming in the future, and I'm predicting that, and you can take that to the bank and smoke it. In the next news that we have right now, we are on recession watch, ladies and gentlemen. We are on recession watch. We are getting dangerously close to recession. Does it really look like we are? Maybe it doesn't, but I want to tell you how this all goes down. What's going to happen here is we are going to see, we're going to start to see a slowdown in the United States. It's already happening globally. It's going to come to the United States. Why is it coming to the United States? Because the interest rates are lowering. The reason why it's not in the United States right now is because the interest rates around the world are low and the interest rates in the United States are high. And people have a lot of confidence in the United States. So people are putting money into investments, United States investments, whether that's stocks, mutual funds, whatever. The point is that money is coming in the United States because people are getting a return on their investment with our interest rate. Now, as our interest rate goes closer and closer to zero, less and less people are going to be investing in American assets, American companies. So the majority of dumb money is going to go into Chinese investments. They're going to invest in China. Right now, China's growth is at around 7%, whereas our growth here in the U.S. is around 2%. China's interest rate's also at 4.5%, so people can get much higher yields on their investment by investing in China, and that's by design. And what is going to start happening here, what you have to understand is that China is the beast system of Revelation chapter 6. You have to understand, is it Revelation chapter 6? Probably not. That's the four horsemen. But later on in Revelation, it talks about the beast system and the Antichrist, which basically praises the beast and copies the beast system. After, you know, the beast has been dealt a deadly wound that gets healed. What you have to understand about all of it is that the central bankers are betting on China. They're setting up China. And what's going to happen is the globalist IMF, with their special drawing rights, is going to be the one to bail out in this next recession. They're going to bail out the EU probably first. Then, when the U.S. really can't seem to get going. They're also going to bail out the U.S. with their special drawing rights. But before all of that, they don't really want to let on that they, the central bankers, are the ones bailing everybody out. And they want to prop up China. They want to do some advertising for China. So what's going to happen is that China is going to have a cryptocurrency come out that's tied to the IMF SDR, special drawing rights, which is this new type of money, okay? Now, China is going to have this SDR-based cryptocurrency, okay? And it's going to be given basically to each person. Each person depending on their social credit score. So that's how you're going to be able to mine this cryptocurrency. But I think they're going to just leave out all of that crypto language, and they're just going to say it's a digital currency. It's the digital yuan. And you earn it by having a high social credit score. You'll get, let's say the highest earners will get $1,000 worth of this special cryptocurrency every month. And so that's how this money will be distributed. And China will be the center of this currency distribution. And people in the West will have to be dependent on that Chinese SDR-based cryptocurrency. And that will be the new that will be how the new global reserve currency is built. It will be a central banker project that is given to China as the beast of revelation to rule the currency of the world. And so China will be the center and the global reserve currency in the digital age. And so that is where we are going with that. So then what's going to happen is America is going to adopt that system in 2024. And we're getting pretty close. Maybe this is going to take a few more years than I anticipate. Maybe we're talking 2027, but I'm still predicting that all of this happens before 2024. And in 2024 is when America adopts the system as its own. So that's how this all happens. That's how China achieves the global reserve currency in the future. And that's pretty much it. That's basically all that I wanted to talk about. I've been working a lot on teeth powder. I think that this essential oil blend that I use will kill every type of bacteria that would cause problems in the mouth. Everything from bad breath, obviously, to things like twitching tongues, to things like cavities, to things like cracked teeth, to things like sensitive teeth, to things like dry mouth. All of those types of things are caused by bacteria in the mouth, and I have created this product to address all those different types of bacteria. These are all the ingredients. There's quite a few ingredients. Each one has a special purpose and is very, very powerful at what it does. There are a lot of essential oils. All of these are different essential oils. Right now, they are all organic. It also has vitamin D3 and K2. It has lots of vitamins like pantothenic acid, biotin, thiamine. It's got minerals like selenium, zinc, magnesium, citrate, and amino acids like proline, lysine, and histidine. And it has remineralizing ingredients, including tetracalcium phosphate peroxide, tetracalcium phosphate, and more, including octacalcium phosphate and alpha tricalcium phosphate. All of these are proven remineralizers, way more powerful than fluoride, way, 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 way more powerful than fluoride, and of course, healthy and not destructive like fluoride is. And it has a little bit of foaming action, and that's caused by natural plant extracts like ginseng extract. So there's no soaps or anything in it. There's no preservatives or anything like that. It is the most amazing formula you can imagine. It's constantly under development and it is open source, so you could always make it on your own if you desired. So that's where we're at with that. So thanks for watching. You are the Nature Hacker. Let's do work.